proclamation number 9025 dated the August 1st, 1965. World conflagration. Natural disaster. Decision. Nothing will remain hidden from you, who have offered to be of service to me, for the final events will be so huge that you cannot be left in the dark about them, and especially if I want to speak through you to all people. Hence you also ought to know that it will only require a modest impact to trigger a catastrophe which at first can be seen from a purely worldly point of view, but which is the signal for the subsequent natural disaster. Although it is certainly not started by human will, it is nevertheless the consequence of human will inasmuch as it will start a world conflagration that cannot be stopped by anything other than my will. And since humankind always only pays attention to world events, something has to happen which is inexplicable to them. The gaze of worldly people has to be visibly directed towards my intervention, and all human intentions must take second place in view of the discovery that something is taking place in the universe which could ultimately affect every human being. Thus, people must learn to fear God and not their human enemies. And although it is up to every individual to believe in a God or not, the said cosmic event is nevertheless greater and more life-threatening than the world conflagration which then will recede into the background. For then people's spiritual attitude towards the Creator and Provider of all things will decide whether and how the natural disaster will take effect. Whether you believe it or not, this event is approaching you with giant strides, and only a short period of time is separating you from it. And you who know this should make every one of you fellow human beings aware of what lies ahead of him, even if you will find no credence, but the events will confirm it. For the end, too, is coming ever closer. This natural disaster is just a last sign of it, but who will still allow himself to be influenced by it? People will only just see it as a natural disaster and not be able to recognize any connection with humanity's spiritual state, apart from the few who are spiritually awake but unable to get through and thus warn people in vain of the final end which they're inevitably approaching. Don't let the signs of the times pass you by unnoticed, for they are cautioning all of you that you are living in the last days, and remember that you only have little time left in which you will have to decide whether you want to take the path to me, who can and will save you in all adversity, or whether you want to strive towards the adversary again who wants to ruin you again for endless times. For the sake of your freedom of will you cannot be informed of the day and the hour, but I can always just tell you with certainty that there is not much time left to you. Yet worldly events will affect you all, and thus you take little notice of what I say to you. And it will befall you with tremendous force so that you won't know how to protect yourselves. But let me tell you that only I myself will be able to offer you protection, that you have to take refuge in me in order to be led through all dangers to body and soul. And if you humans would only just learn that a higher authority is at work and that you have to call upon this higher authority, otherwise you will be hopelessly lost, for my adversary will use all his power just once more in order to get his hands on you. And anyone who does not decide in favor of me anymore in the short time until the end will then also be bound in matter, and he will have to take an infinitely long path through the creations of the new earth once more. Amen.